Welcome to Torah Nimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Mem Hei, Chapter 45. In this last section of the Sefer, Yechezkel describes life in the times of the Third Beis HaMikdash. In the last Perek, we heard about the individuals, the Kohanim, who are designated to serve Hashem. In this Perek, we learn about a portion of Eretz Yisrael that has a special status, an individual, the Nasi, the prince, whose role in the Jewish people is different than all the others. The portion introduced in this parak is called a truma, much like the gifts to the Kohanim are called by that name. Rav Breuer explains, when giving challah or the truma to the Kohen, the giver uplifts all he owns. Everything becomes holy as the gifts show that his intentions and all he does is to serve Hashem. Here, one piece of land will now be designated as a truma, which elevates and changes the character of the whole land. In Perak Memches, chapter 48, we will discuss the land and its divisions in greater detail. In this parak, the land divisions are discussed as they relate to the role of the Nasi. The Nasi is different than the at-times despotic kings of Israel because of the changes Hashem sets up in these two prakim. The Nasi will be given a truma from all the Shvatim. He will accept gifts of livestock and produce from all the Shvatim and will offer karbanos on behalf of all the Shvatim. To understand the beginning of this parak, we need to look ahead to Perak Memches, chapter 48, and the land divisions described there. In the time of the Third Beis HaMikdash, each tribe would be given a strip that would stretch the width of the land from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River. Each strip would be 25,000 kanim, or 150,000 amos tall. There would be 13 strips. Six shvatim would sit north of a strip of land designated as a truma, and six would sit to the south of the strip of land designated as the truma. This parak describes how this truma of land, part of which was given to the Nasi, was divided. It also discusses guidelines for how the Nasi should act and additional halachos of karbanos. Parak Memvav, chapter 46, discusses more details about the Nasi. The parak begins with 8 psukim about the truma. Like the other portions mentioned in Parak Memches, chapter 48, it will stretch from the eastern to the western borders and be 25,000 measures wide north to south. The portion that is a truma will be further divided north to south so that there are 3 strips. The top strip will be designated for the Kohanim and measures 25,000 kanim east to west and 10,000 kanim tall. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, tells us that when we divide up the land, this portion will be Tarimu Truma LaHashem Kodesh Min Ha'areth, set aside as a part of it as Truma for Hashem, a holy portion in the land. In the middle of this section, which is set aside for the Kohanim, there is a 500 square area with 50 amos of open land next to the wall designated for the Beis HaMikdash. Aside from the land reserved for the Mikdash, the rest of the land in the top section is reserved for the Kohanim, Makom Levatim, as a place for houses. The Kohanim needed places to live near the Mikdash, and so they have homes and neighborhoods nearby. The middle strip for the Levium will also be 10,000 measures tall and 25,000 measures wide. The Levium will have their own portion. In the times of the first two Batei Mikdash, there were 48 cities of refuge where the Kohanim and Levium lived. In the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, the Levium and those Kohanim who are not allowed to serve will have their own strip of land that will be subdivided into 20 regions. Pasuk Hei, verse 5, it will be L'Achuzah Esrim L'Shcha'os, for a possession, 20 sections. This is different than the homes of the Kohanim. Here they will have vineyards and farms, and the area will be divided into regions. The Levium would be located here so that they would be able to commute easily to the Mikdash to work. Finally, the bottom section is 5,000 tall by 25,000 wide. This area will be designated as a place, Umas Trumas HaKodesh L'chol Beis Yisrael Hi. It is next to the area that is Truma. It will belong to the whole house of Israel. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. These 3 subdivisions altogether are 25,000 kanim tall. The psukim tell us that the 3 subdivisions are also 25,000 measures wide and in the center of the country. The strips of land from east to west are wider than 25,000 kanim. The remainder of the land on the coast in this section will be designated for the Nasi. Pasuk Zion, verse 7, V'lanasi mizeh umizeh l'trumas hakodesh v'lachuzah se'ir. And as for the Nasi, on the one side and on the other side of the holy offerings, and of the possession of the city, he will have his own portion, to the east and the west. Most Mefarshim identify the Nasi as the Melech HaMashiach, while only Rashi defines the Nasi as the Kohen Gadol. The reason the Nasi will be getting this portion is so that he could be independently wealthy. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, V'lo yonu od nisi'ai es ami. My princes will no longer defraud my people. V'aretz nitnu leveis Yisrael l'shiftehem. But give the land to the house of Israel according to their shvatim. The Malbim explains the intention behind this change. Before, when the king did not have a source of income, they would tax the population or steal their land, like Achav did to Naval. Now they won't need to do this, as they will have their own section of land and will be independently wealthy. Even with this portion, greed is something that makes a person want more than they have. In this next section, Hashem warns the princes of Israel not to become corrupt and to take their duty to maintain fairness seriously. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Rav lachem nisi'ei Yisrael. Princes of Israel, you've had enough time during the other Batei Mikdash. Chamas v'shod hasiru. Remove violence and spoils. Umishpat utzdaka asu. And instead you should do justice and righteousness. The prince is warned not only to be fair in the relationship with their subjects, but also to ensure honesty in the land. From Psukim Yod to Yod Beis 10 to 12, Yecheskel defines the accurate weights and measures of the time, such as the Eifa, the Tochen, and the Shekel. In Psukim Yod Zalat through Yod Zayin 14 to 17, the Psukim now define the nation's obligation to the Nasi. There are differing opinions as to when these obligations would be in effect. The Psukim discuss the quantity of grain, oil, and livestock to be given to the Nasi. Rashi, who interpreted the Nasi to be the Kohen Gadol, uses these psukim to explain halachos in the Torah. His approach has been and will continue to be that the psukim in Yecheskel support Torah law rather than interpreting the psukim according to the simple explanation of the verses. According to the Razak, these gifts would only be given to the Nasi, who was the Melech HaMashiach at the consecration ceremony of the Bayis HaShlishi. From these gifts, he would offer karbanos on behalf of the whole nation. The Malbim disagrees. He felt that these were ongoing gifts to the Nasi, the king. From these gifts, the Nasi would donate the karbanos of the community. Whoever the Nasi is, and whether it was a one-time or ongoing gift, Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, Kol ha'am ha'aretz yu el hatruma hazos la'nasi b'Yisrael. All the people of the land shall give this offering for the prince in Israel. In exchange for these gifts, the Nasi himself would have obligations to the people. Pasuk Tezayin, verse 17. The prince's responsibility will be the olos, the burnt offerings, the mincha, the meal offerings, the libations on festivals, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, all the moadim of the house of Israel. He will also provide the chatas, the sin offerings, the meal offerings, the burnt offerings, and the offerings of well-being to atone for the house of Israel. The Nasi is going to be responsible for bringing karbanos on behalf of the community. The next section of the parak, from Psukim Yod Ches through Chaf Hei, verses 18 to 25, which takes us to the end of the parak, as well as those in the next parak, are challenging and raise halachic questions. In the last parak, we discussed the story in the Gemara about Hananiah ben Chilkiah, who used 300 barrels of oil to light his home as he resolved the contradictions between Torah law and the new laws that Yecheskel is promoting. Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Beis, verse 22 says, U'ba'avoneinu ne'alam mimenu masha darash b'karbanos ha'ila. Because of our sins, we cannot know how Hananiah ben Chilkiah explained the karbanos in this parak. The arguments that the psukim engender involve the finer points of halacha, such as the number of animals or type of animal brought on Yom Tov in the time of the third Beis Hamikdash. The first karban mentioned is that of a bull, and there are reasons that this karban seems at odds with Torah law. The Gemara in Menachos offers two approaches. Rabbi Yochanan says that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to explain the psukim, meaning that there will be changes in the future, which Eliyahu will explain when applicable. Rav Ashi disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and says that the contradictions between the text of the Torah and the Navi is because the Navi is only talking about the time when the Beis HaMikdash was first inaugurated. Throughout this parak and the next, the Radak interprets the verses based on Rabbi Yochanan that the changes are permanent, while the Malbim interprets the verses, according to Rav Ashi, that these changes are a one-time occurrence. Pasuk Yeches, verse 18, begins with the first karban. On the first day of the first month, you shall take a bull of the herd without blemish, and you shall cleanse the sanctuary. On the first day of Nisan, a bull is shechted, and its blood is put on the doorposts of the mikdash and on the doorposts of the gates to the inner courtyard. The first day of Nisan was an important date in the consecration of the Mishkan. It was the day that Aaron began his service after Moshe performed the service for 7 preliminary days. The Radak explains why the main ceremony started in Nisan. According to Rabbi Yeshua in the Gemara, Nisan is the month of salvation, and the ultimate salvation of the Jewish people is when we can serve Hashem. Our service must begin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For this to occur, our physical salvation will take place in the months preceding Nisan. The nation will be taken out of Galus. True freedom comes from when serving Hashem in the Mikdash, which begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Psukim continue and tell us about another set of karbanos in Pasuk Chaf, verse 20. V'chein ta'aseh b'mshiva b'chodesh me'ish shogeh u'mipesi v'chipartem es habayis. So you shall do on the seventh day of the month according to the Malbim, or for 7 days according to Rashi, from uncleanliness caused by the unwitting or ignorant person, you shall cleanse the house. This pasuk is again the subject of intricate debates regarding how can a new halacha be made. It seems that Yecheskel is contradicting the Torah by adding a new holiday. The Radak and Malbim feel that this is a new karban to atone for mistakes during the consecration after Mashiach. The Radak suggests that there will be so much joy at the establishment of the Mizbeach that someone could enter accidentally, and this would allow a kapara rather than a punishment as the first response. In Psukim Chaf Aleph to Chaf He, 21-25, there are many changes in the details of the karbanos from what is said in the Torah. There are again three opinions. Rashi reconciles the changes by explaining how they relate to the halacha. The Radak says there will be additional services in the time of the Mikdash because of the increased holiness. The Malbim says that these changes will only be for the inaugural period. The Malbim looks at Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43, and our Perek, and defines three separate units in the consecration celebration. First, from the 23rd of Adar to the 1st of Nisan, as mentioned in Perek Mem Gimel, the Karbanos cleanse the Mizbeach. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 7th of Nisan, as discussed in Psukim Yud Ches Tel Chaf, 18-20, the Mikdash is cleansed. Now, from the 14th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach, to the last day of Sukkot, there is a third series of karbanos meant to atone for the people, not for the Mizbeach or for the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, starts with a language that is reminiscent of Psukim from the Torah. Barishon, ba'arba asar yom lachodesh, yelachem ha-Pesach, chag shvuos yamim, matzos ye'achel. Then on the 14th of the month will be Pesach, for 7 days eat matzos. Pasuk Chavez, verse 22, V'asah ha-nasi v'yom ha-hu ba'ado uva'ad kol am ha'aretz parachatas. And upon that day, the nasi, the prince, will prepare for himself and for all the people a bull for a sin offering. This is the pasuk when Rashi said that we needed Hananiah ben Chilkiah's help to interpret. In addition to this parachatas, the nasi will bring each day of Pesach, Pasuk Chav Gimel, verse 23, 7 cows, 7 rams, which are pure each day for 7 days, and as a chatas, they will bring a goat on each day. In the Torah, it only says that they should bring 2 bulls and 1 ram. Rashi derives halachos regarding the sacrifices in the time of all the Batei Mikdash from this verse. The Radak says that these new karbanos are for an added level of Kedusha, and the Malbim says they are only to be brought once during the first year. Rav Hirsch explains the significance of these karbanos. The young bulls represent strength and effort. We agree that we will work tirelessly to become the moral and righteous people Hashem wants. The rams represent a person who leads with energy. With this karban, the nation and the nasi are expressing their desire that all their gifts should be used to make a kiddush Hashem and fulfill Hashem's will. The sa'ir, the goat, is brought as a khatas, a sin offering, and represents an awareness of the potential pitfalls and the need to stay firm despite challenges. According to Torah law, each karban needed to be accompanied by an offering of flour and oil. The volume of these offerings here are far greater than those listed in the Torah. Rav Hirsch says that this symbolizes the promises of growth and prosperity that will accompany the geula. Here, that growth should only be used in the service of Hashem in a manner that is a kiddush Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Hei, verse 25, mentions one more holiday that comes in the 7th month on the 15th day of the month. Yaseh ha'ela shivas yamim. You shall make these kinds of karbanos for 7 days. Kechatas ka'olah chamincha chashamen, with the burnt offering, the meal offering, the sin offering, as well as the oil. The exact same sacrifices were brought on each day of Sukkot when, according to the Malbim, the consecration inauguration days ended. In this parak, before the nation is settled in the land, the structure to make it holy is established. Land is devoted to Hashem, and the people who will help the nation grow spiritually, the Kohanim, the Levim, and the Nasi, are set aside. The Nasi is established as a different kind of ruler who has a different spiritual responsibilities to the Kohanim by bringing the karbanos of the community, just as the nation has responsibilities to him. He is established as independently wealthy, so corruption will not stop the nation from growing and becoming a strong spiritual presence as expressed by the karbanos brought on Pesach and Sukkot. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Basvi Yosef.